You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel, 88.1 FM, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners, 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT 88.1
Welcome
FM.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Magazine. Stay tuned and focused, and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
When you have Genesis chapter number 22, when you say, I have the word, I'm ready to receive it. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, to get thee in the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I tell thee of. And Abraham rose and up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went into a place which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood and the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and the knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told them of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything to him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Amen. Amen. The grass wither, the flower fade, but the word of God stands forever. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to use for a thought topic, sacrifice required. Sacrifice required. Subtitle, Real Worship Entails Sacrifice. Amen. Sacrifice is required. Now, the book of Genesis is a Hebrew word, would be Bereshith, means the beginning of beginnings. It is the first book of the Bible. It is the book that Moses wrote. And many people wonder how Moses knew what happened in the beginning. Well, Moses had an idea of what happened because he had a talk with the Lord. Most of the time I like to tell you how Moses got that word was because Moses had said that I want to see you face to face. And God said, no man have seen my face and lived. But there's a place in the cleft of a rock and you'll be able to see my hinder part. So he saw everything that was behind God. So he knew the past because he had been in the cleft of the rock, which is Christ. Amen. And he was able to get that revelation and understanding from being in the rock when God passed by. All right. Anyway, but today we want to talk about, the sacrifice, because sacrifice is required. Many times in the day and the age that we live in, the generation we live in, or the type of generation we live in, no one wants sacrifice anymore. We want a quick microwave oven religion. We want it to be quick and fast, so much so that many churches, they time every aspect of their worship service. You only have 16 minutes for this and 13 minutes for that, and the preacher only have 29 minutes and 30 seconds to do what he has to do. Amen. But we have to understand that sometimes God will do some running over, and he will take over your program, and the Spirit of God, when he invades the program, then you got to let him have it. I believe that that's the reason why we don't see the miracles that we used to see in the church. I believe that that's the reason why we don't see people being converted like they used to in the church. We are trying to have a religious activity without conversion nowadays because no one wants to sacrifice. I've learned that when you begin to sacrifice, I don't know, this may not feel good to your flesh, but take it anyway. It's like some castor, amen? But I realize that even though no one wants to sacrifice, we still want the same stuff that we had when we used to sacrifice. Amen. And no one wants to, they want the blessings of God. We want God to open up windows and pour us out a blessing, but no one wants to tithe. Preach. No one wants to give of their time, their talent, or their treasure, but we want God to give us blessings and treasures and give us time, you know, to repent so we can do what we want to do. And then when we get to the end of life, oh, Lord, I want to say I'm sorry. Say amen. We need to understand that sacrifice is required. And if we don't understand that we must at some point in our life begin to sacrifice some stuff, then God begins to just take little things from us by little, by little, by little, until then all we have is him. Y'all with me here? And it's nothing wrong with having just God. But why just have God when God said you can have all the cattle and the silver and gold is his. You can have access to anything. The healing power of God is his and yours if you will just be in him. So it's no reason why we should not be sacrificing ourselves and presenting our body, as it says in Romans chapter 12, present your body a what? Living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our what? Reasonable service. We need to make sure that we sacrifice ourselves to God on a daily basis. Jesus said, if any man come after me, let him take up his cross when? Daily. And follow me. You got every day deny yourself, sacrifice daily. Amen. And so here it is. The Bible says that in Genesis chapter number 22, we're talking about Abraham, a man who sacrificed a whole lot just to have a relationship with God. Let me tell you a little bit about him. He sacrificed leaving his family just so he can get away from pagan worship and all the things that was going on with his family so that he could go and have a relationship with God. He searched for a city that wasn't made with hands. He walked and he walked and he walked and didn't know where he was going, but he trusted God and he trusted God and he trusted God until God said, here's the place I want you to have. Yeah. Now, the thing about it is that Abraham didn't get to that place till he was about 90 to 100 years old. But he walked with God and he trusted God. And it was a sacrifice to take his wife and move her from place to place. And finally, he trusted God enough that God blessed him with a son. Amen. More than one son. If you read it, you'll find out that Abraham didn't have just one son, but he had one promised son. Amen. The rest of them was given. Yeah. Amen. But he had one promised son, right? He had, not only did he had Isaac was promised. He had Ishmael was the older boy. Then he had the sons of Keturah. So he didn't just have the one son. But because he followed God, look at the things that God gave him that he didn't even ask for. Amen. All right, let me. So in verse number one of chapter 22, it says, it came to pass after some things went on, then Abraham had gotten this promised son whose name was Isaac, which means laughter, makes him laugh, makes her laugh, amen, gives him joy. He said, God told him, he says, in verse 2, take your only son, Isaac, who you love. In the land of Moriah, which is the chosen place of God, that's what that means, and offer him for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I tell you thee of. Abraham rose up early in the morning. Look at what Abraham did. Now, many of us, we would have stayed in the bed, Lord, do I have to do it? Can I do it tomorrow? Wow. It's a sacrifice for us to get up out of the bed in the morning. Amen. I'm talk to you if you let me. He got up early, and the thing about it, we would have asked the question, Lord, are you sure you want me to do this? This guy, you know what else we'd have said? This got to be the devil. I know good and well the Lord ain't telling me to do what I think he's telling me to do. Amen. We would have said, this ain't nothing but the devil. And we'd have woke up out of our sleep. It was time to go, and the Lord pressing on our heart to get up and go, and he won't let us sleep. We said, ain't nothing but the devil keeping me up. We'd have called Sarah and whoever else and Eliezer and tell them, come pray with me, because this devil telling me to do something I ain't got no business doing. Wow. But when you know the voice of God, and you can only get to know his voice by walking with him and talking with him. Amen. You will not doubt when he tells you to do something. Amen. Amen. But this was only a test. Tell somebody, this was only a test. Amen. This was only to prove whether or not Abraham was truly serving God now because of who he was, or was he serving God because God had promised him some stuff. He promised him land. He was there. He promised him a son. He got it. Now, what else do I have to serve God for? He gave me the things that he promised me he was going to give me. See, that's what happened to a lot of us. When God starts blessing us, then we start falling back. And we need to be tested to see whether we're going to keep on going. Amen. Since God has blessed us. Oh, yeah, but we don't want to get up early now. We used to get up early and pray. But you got your blessing, you don't pray no more. You pray when it's convenient. Preach. Well, let me say, we pray when it's convenient. Yeah. You know, we end up with what we wanted God to bless us with, but now we're no longer sacrificing. Yeah. We used to turn our plate over and fast, but we don't have to do that no more because we've arrived. Y'all with me here? Yeah. I'm talking to myself there. He says, take your son, go to one of the mountains. And he rose up early in the morning, and he saddled his ass, and he took the young men with him and Isaac his son, and he clave the wood for a burnt offering. He rose up and went to the place where God had told him, right? And on the third day, he lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Now, what we have to see here is that, first off, God was testing him to see if he had absolute surrender. Absolute surrender. Most of the time, we don't absolutely surrender to God. I'll surrender what I spare. Well, y'all ain't with me. I'll surrender what I got extra, but I ain't going to give you the quality. Oh. I ain't going to give you the quality, because if I got extra time, Lord, I'll go to church. Preach. If I got extra money, I'll give in the offering. Preach. If I got a minute of time, I'll call and encourage someone. Y'all with me here? Yes. See, that's what got Cain in trouble, because he gave God all the extra stuff. Oh, he had an abundance of stuff to offer God, but he didn't give God the best of stuff. And we have to give God. He will not accept anything but the best. Amen. 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 The thing about God is this. God will provide you with what he wants you to offer him so that he can accept it. I'm telling you. God will provide you with the things that he wants you to offer him, but what we do with the things he wants us to offer is we save them for ourselves. That's what got Saul in trouble. Okay, all right. Obedience is better than what? Sacrifice. All right, I'm trying to give you a little lesson, teach you. I hope you receive this. And so he says he put the wood on Isaac. Now, I want you to understand something, that the cameo of this whole thing is that not only is this a story about Abraham and Isaac, but this is a story about God and Jesus Christ. Y'all with me here? Because he put the wood on Isaac's back. All right. You got out? Thank you. I'm glad somebody said they got it. Isaac was his only that he loved. He was his perfect splitting image of Abraham. He loved him. And so they rose up and they went to the place where God told them to go. And that's the other thing that we got a problem with. We don't go where God tells us to go. We want to go where we want to go. We're looking for, you know, and we got to, let me say this, and I hope I said it where you can understand. We got to get out of being impressed by the out-of-court experience. What I mean is we go places and we're impressed by what we see. We're impressed by all the sacrifices. We're impressed by all the blood, all the flesh, all the stuff that's going on. But we need to be more impressed about how we can get into the holy place. Is that where I enter into the holy place and worship God? Is that a place where I can get to God and he have communion with him and feel him and he allow me in his presence and I come out changed? Amen. All right. So there came a time for separation. Look at what happened here in verse number 4. It says, the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and he saw the place afar off. And I'm so glad that it was the third day. Amen, that it happened on the third day. A lot of things happen on the third day. Amen. He raises up on the third day. Now look, he said in verse 5, Abraham said to the young men, abide here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again unto you. Now Abraham said, we're going to worship and come again when God has already said that you're going to sacrifice your son. So Abraham put his faith to work already because he knew that if God will have me to kill or to sacrifice my son, I believe that God will raise him up and give him back to me because he's the one that promised me that I would have a son. And I don't have any grandchildren yet. And so he told me I would have seed of the sands of the sea, of the stars of the heaven. I have so many children, and if I have God take him, then that'll be the end of this. But I believe that God will give him back to me in one piece. I believe that God will restore him to me in one piece so that I can have exactly what God said I could have. So no matter what God asks you to do, you need to know that if I do what God asks me to do, he'll give me exactly what he said. Y'all with me now? If I just do everything God said, he will do exactly what he said because my obedience somehow gets God's attention and he remembers to bless me with what he said he would bless me with. Y'all stay with me. Just want to see if he was awake. So Abraham, he says, let's go. And there came a time for separation. And here's the point I want to make there is that you can't take everybody into worship with you. Some of those people that's in your heart, the people you haven't forgiven, you're trying to take them in worship with you. You got to separate that. And see, you can't take the ass in there with you either. It's in the text. The donkey had to stay. You have to separate from donkeys, stubborn folk that don't want to go no further in God and don't want you to go no further in God. Let them stay at the foot of the mountain you climb. Y'all with me today? And I knew this wasn't going to go the way y'all wanted it to go. He says, you stay here, me and the lad, we're going to go and worship and come again. If they were worshipers, man, I would have been like, Abraham, let me go with you. I want to see what God's going to do too. Yeah. I want to see what's going to happen, what's going to happen. And so he ended up, he left them right there. He separated from them. He had a point of separation, and they went to Mount Moriah into the place, and it is believed the place that they actually did the sacrifice was the same spot on Calvary where Jesus Christ was crucified. Okay, let me go on here. Verse number 6. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son, and he took the fire in his hand and the knife, and then they both went, both of them together, they went and worshiped, right? And so here they are going to the place where they are supposed to worship, and Isaac spake to Abraham, verse 7, and said, my father, and he said, behold, I see the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Where is the lamb for a burnt offering? He said, I noticed we got everything but the one thing that means something. We got everything but something to sacrifice. We see, and sometimes we can have everything, but we ain't got nothing to sacrifice. Oh, Lord. But God will provide. Say, God will provide. Look at this. He says that they went, both of them, and in verse 9 it said they came to the place which God had told them. But I like about this is the fact that God is showing us that we need to teach our children how to worship. We need to teach them not only how to worship, but how to sacrifice. The problem with the generation of children we have today, they don't know anything about sacrifices. We hadn't let them, we never have that. I remember, you know, people used to have their children fast and pray. I wish I had somebody. Now we're so afraid to let them miss one meal, we think that's going to kill them. Amen. We need to teach them how to sacrifice, because one day you won't be here. One day you won't be around, and they need to learn how to sacrifice. How do I get in the presence of God? I got to give up some stuff. I got to give up some things. I got to separate from some people. I got to let go of things in my heart so I can get to God, so I can be sacrificial and present myself a living sacrifice unto him. Do I have any witnesses here? We need to learn how, and then learn how to teach our children how to worship, because if you don't teach them how to worship, somebody's going to teach them something, and they may not be worshiping the right thing. They may not be right worshiping the right God or the right kind of way, because there's a lot of strange fire out there. There's a lot of strange stuff that God will not accept. He will accept what he gave you. He will accept what he ordered you to do, and you obey it. I wish I had somebody. We got to quit leaving the children at home and teach them how to worship. Let them hear you pray. Pray with them. Let them see you sacrifice. Talk to them about fasting. Talk to them about having the wood and the fire that you need to be able to present yourself on the altar as a sacrifice. But then they got to the time of sacrifice, and they did it according to God's will. Notice what happened here. And he said they came to the place, right? And it says that Abraham... Verse 9, it said, it came to the place, and Abraham built the altar and laid the wood in order. God's favorite thing is what? Order. I know we thought it was praise, but it's really order, because you can't praise God until you get things in order. You can't worship God until you get things in order. He said, if you got an altar with your brother, leave your gift on the altar and go and get it right with your brother. Then come back and offer it, because he wants us to be in what? Order. And so God wants us to be orderly and not to in disorder or disarray. Amen. And so when Abraham laid the wood in order, amen, he built an altar. And that's another thing that we don't do in nowadays. We don't pray. We don't have a designated time, a designated place. We don't pray like we used to. Amen. And we need to get to a place that, because worship incorporate, you know, prayer is incorporated in worship. We need to learn how not only to praise God, because that's what we do, but we need to learn how to pray to God while we in worship, because prayer and praise together will bring you to a place of worship. We get quiet when it's time to pray, because we don't want nobody to hear us. But we can't get quiet when it's time to pray. We need to open up our mouth and let people hear us, let the devil hear us, and let him know I'm talking to God, and you can't do nothing about it now. I'm trying to pray in my mind, and you know what? And the devil in your mind too, telling you all kind of stuff. All right. So here it was, they got there, he built the altar, laid the wood in what? Order. Abraham built that altar, laid the wood in order, the way that it should have been laid, bound Isaac his son, and laid him upon the altar of wood. Now I don't know how Abraham got Isaac to lay on that wood, because Abraham was an old man and Isaac was a young man. And if Isaac wanted to, he could have took that knife out of Abraham's hand and did something. He could have got out of this. But because I just believe that Abraham convinced Isaac that you just got to trust me. Oh, my God. While I'm trusting God, you have to trust me. Y'all with me here? And that's what we have to do. And that's what Jesus had to do. He had to trust that when I die, that I trust my Father enough that he'll raise me up. That's why he said, you tear this temple down, and in 3 days, I'll raise it again. That's why when he was dying on the cross, he said, Father, into thine hand, I commend my spirit. And I know you're going to do the right thing. Come on and say amen. So whenever we present our bodies a sacrifice, whenever you offer a sacrifice, whether it's an offering of money or whatever it is that you sacrifice, you need to trust God with your sacrifice, that whatever it is I give to him, that he's able to give it back. And he's able to give it back better. He's able to give it back stronger. I wish I had somebody. We need to know that whatever we give God, he don't give it back just like we gave it to him. He gives it back repaired. If you give your broken life to God, he'll give your life back repaired. If you give your broken heart to God, he'll give your broken heart back mended. I wish I had somebody. If you just give your, if you give God your children, he gives them back in a better state than when you gave it to him. I wish I had a few people in the house that would say amen every now and then, that if I just give my sacrifice to God, I know God will accept it and he will bless me and show me that he approves of what he's given. But look at this. He says that he put him on the altar. Abraham was willing to go through with what God said do. Now, at this time, human sacrifice was something that people saw all the time. But for the religion that Abraham was going to be heading up, the Abrahamic religion, God was showing him that human sacrifice is not all right. Okay? Then, and so he was showing him, he stretched forth his hand and he took the knife and got ready to kill his son, to slay him. And the angel of the Lord called out of heaven, Abraham, Abraham. He said, here I am. Don't lay your hand on the lad. Don't do anything to him. Right? Verse 12. And he says, for now I know thou fearest God. See, we serve God for different reasons. But do we serve him because we reverence him? Yeah. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Yeah. Do we serve God because, come on, Job, let me get a witness here. Since I can't get one here, I'm going to get Job to witness. Job, the Bible says that the devil tried Job because he told God, he said, if I do this stuff to him, I bet you I can make him curse you to your face. I bet I can make him give up on you. And sometimes we go through stuff and we feel like giving up on God. Why would we give up on the only person that can do something about our situation? That is just the devil. That's in your mind telling you, you know, you ought to just quit. Don't pray. Just leave it alone. Don't go to church. Don't read the word. Just whatever happened, gonna happen. You know what? I would not put my chances on giving up on God. But I'm going to trust him. I'm going to believe in him. I'm going to wait on him until I can't wait anymore. And I need to say this also, that nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. God, if you don't do it, I still trust you. Let me get another witness, Job again. He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And if I can get anybody to understand that sometimes you're going to go through problems and troubles and trials and tribulation, but thanks be to God, I'll trust him that even if I'm going through, that he's able to keep me while I'm in it. Not only is he able to keep me while I'm in it, but he's able to pick me up out of it while I'm still going through, while I'm too weak to pick myself up. God will pick me up out of the muck, out of the miry clay, and place my feet on a rock. I'm almost done, y'all. He sacrificed. Got ready to sacrifice his son, and the angel of the Lord spoke to him. You see, let me tell you something. You got to know how to hear God, because if you don't hear him, you'll make a mistake. Yeah. Amen. If you don't hear him, you'll go too far with stuff. Amen. Let me tell you how I know, because so many people, they take the word of God, and it is the word, but they can't hear God, so they just take the word and they kill people with it. Just murdering, just cutting them down. I know preachers, that's all they say. I cut them the day, Doc. And I say, and you ain't bleeding?